Academic Aesthetic Podcast for Monday, September 26, 2005. I'm your host, Aaron Art Guy Smith. The audio for my last podcast was so messed up and I had no idea how to fix it, so I decided my next podcast I would definitely record using my laptop's microphone rather than the one on my MP3 player. So this is what you're hearing. I am in my office right now at my Bay School. It's my lunch break. And the school band is practicing next door, so you might hear them coming through the wall. I don't know if this microphone's going to pick them up or not. So if you hear extra music in there, besides my background song, that's what it is. I don't normally record podcasts during my lunch break, but I read something in an RSS feed and I felt the need to talk about it right away while it was still fresh in my mind. A lot of times when I look through my RSS feeds, I'll just glance over them looking for headlines that really interest me, but when it comes to ones in the education section of my news aggregator, I try to save those for when I know I can really concentrate on them. That way I'm not going to miss any key things that I can throw into my actual working life. It's sort of nice to do. And I found a blog by Will Richardson. It's called Weblog Ed. I think I've talked about it before. He's got some really great ideas on technology and education. And currently, he's helping out, or running, I forget which, a pilot program using tablet PCs in the classroom. And as a side note, I can't wait till Macintosh comes out with a tablet Mac. I know they already have a patent out for it. I'm just waiting for them to roll it out sometime before I retire. When they do, I am going to buy one. I don't care how much debt I have to go into to get it. But in any case, he's talking about his pilot program. And I'm just going to read a short excerpt out of this for you. Let's see if I can find it real quick. All right. I was talking with a math teacher who was a part of our pilot, and he told me that in the course of his lesson on Monday, he used a term that was unfamiliar to his students. Rather than simply give them a definition, he modeled his own practice by having his students watch as he went from the OneNote page. By the way, OneNote is something where you can do little notes and annotations using a stylus right on the screen, which is kind of cool. But he went from the OneNote page he was projecting via his tablet, opened up a browser, surfed over to Wikipedia, looked up the definition, and started discussion not only about the math, but about the workings of the site. Now, I would bet that only a handful of teachers would model that same process. End quote. Now, Mr. Richardson is right. There are very few teachers who do stuff like this. Now, I've seen a few, even in elementary, that when you give them a website or you're talking about a term, they immediately go to the computer and look it up. Interestingly enough, most of the teachers I've seen do that were special education teachers that had maybe only a handful of students. Whatever number they had was usually less than 10. And the students would gather around the teacher's computer and take a look at the website. And that was all really cool. But we need to see this happening more often in a wider scope. You see, while students are in school, they have us, the teachers, to give them the information. If they have a question, they come to us. If they need an answer, they come to us. If there's a test they need to prepare for, we're the ones that are supposed to prepare them for it. Well, there's one big test that we tend to lose track of. Real life. You know, there's a world outside of high school. There's a world outside of college. And if we're not teaching our kids to survive there without having to come back to school constantly, then we're not really doing our job. So what do? Well, we can't give them all the information they're going to need for the next 50 or so years after they graduate. We need to teach them how to learn. That's something that we tend to not do, and I'm not blaming any person in particular. It seems to mostly be inertia. I mean, back in the day, if you knew how to read and write, and you had a few basic skills, you could get a job at a factory or whatever, and you were set for life. I mean, I grew up in eastern Pennsylvania near Bethlehem. And Bethlehem Steel, if you got a job at Bethlehem Steel, oh man, you were set, your kids were set, you didn't have to worry about income anymore. I mean, you might have an on-the-job injury, but, you know, you didn't need to go to college for 4 years to have a decent salary. That's not necessarily the case anymore. I mean, jobs are changing so much. We're losing so many jobs to other countries that are just being outsourced. Other people need to re-educate themselves for other positions and career changes. We need to give them marketable skills. And the best skill to have is how to get more information. Teaching them how to use Wikipedia, that's one thing. Something I try to cover is how my students can improve their art on their own, where they can go to find more information. I always talk about going to the library to find more books on origami after I do an origami lesson. You know, things like that. We really need to see more about this. And you have to make a conscious effort if you want that to happen. Well, I've been talking for almost 7 minutes now, so I'm going to wrap this up. If you want to get a hold of me, there's 3 ways of doing so. You could always email me at theartguy@gmail.com. You could also go to my website. It's academicaesthetic.com. And you could leave a comment in the show notes if you want. And of course, you can always go to podcastalley.com, go to the education section. And if you really like this podcast, throw me a vote. You know, the month's almost over. You can vote once a month per website, per email address, rather. So, starting in October, if you want to throw me a vote, be my guest. I won't complain. And that's about all. So, until next time, this is Aaron Art Guy Smith for the Academic Aesthetic on Monday, 26th of September. Stay subscribed, and fare thee well.